Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So my car, when I've been driving for a while, it goes like ping, and there's a little coffee cup that comes on. No, I'm serious, a little coffee cup. And that is meant to tell me that I need a cup of coffee. which is, I don't know, the best way to do it, because I could always just buy one and carry on driving. But I think that I don't think that really is the point of what it is trying to tell me. We wanted to this morning talk to Eugene Herbert, who's the chief executive of Master Drive, talking about driver fatigue. Apparently, that contributes to around about 20% of all South African crashes on the road. And a quarter to a third of fatal crashes. So that is a very, very serious, very serious situation. Eugene, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. For listeners' sake, what is classified as fatigue driving?
I'm glad you asked the question, because I think there's so many misconceptions about what fatigue driving is about. I think maybe if I can best relate it to the fact that when we get to a point where we cannot keep our eyes open, as a result, we start falling asleep. Now, that sleep in a driver could be a micro sleep, or actually so really full on that they fall asleep completely. So the stats that you gave there is very interesting, because you also notice that sometimes if you compare fatigue driving to DUI, or driving under the influence, it's actually more dangerous. I've actually done some tests in the vehicle where you drive, and I had it with me, an instructor with me, driving on a straight road. Everything is kind of cool, and I block my eyes out with special glasses.
Yes.
You drive for 2 seconds or 3 seconds. When you open your eyes, you are so surprised by how much you've deviated from your true course. So that could involve driving into another vehicle on head-on coming toward you, or worse still, if there were a pedestrian, and certainly if there's a child on the side of the road, you could inadvertently wipe them out. And that's the sad reality of fatigue driving.
Right. And in terms of who are the biggest culprits? Who are the ones that we find are the most guilty, if that's the right word of this?
There's another statistic that you shared, and
Eugene, are you there? We can hear you.
Okay, so some of the figures we shared over there, you'll notice, I think it's about 60% in the HCV or in heavy vehicles, and I had a figure, I haven't seen affirmation of it for a while, but up to 62% of the crashes on the road involving heavy vehicles are because of fatigue, a driver falling asleep behind the wheel. There's a lot of progress, I must just tell you that, about helping fight fatigue. But you can imagine these guys driving a big rig, 80 kilometers an hour. I've just come back from Cape Town, we were down there. And you see, driving at 80 kilometers an hour, it is boring.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder that fatigue can set in. By the way, your little coffee cup over there is just to remind you to take a break. Doesn't necessarily mean coffee, because there's various types of coffee.
Right.
Yeah, but yes, interesting. I must just share with you, one of the Chinese vehicles I tested a little while ago, your European and Japanese are great when they have that. I had actually literally stopped to fill up, so I'd taken a walk, and I was driving about 10 k's down the road, and the coffee cup came up and told me, hey, I must take a break.
Oh, no. Okay. So obviously, breaks mean different things to different people, I suppose.
Yeah.
So what about energy drinks? What about coffee? Do they actually help with driving?
Yes, there is something, and in fact, maybe let's just talk about the myth. Some of the drivers who drive heavy commercial vehicles, and I haven't heard this term for a while. It's called galop sop or gallop soup or something. But
right.
They take a 2-liter Coke. There's a medication, I won't share what it is, they put it in, and it actually kind of keeps them awake. But here's the danger. You may be awake, Howard, but you need not necessarily be alert, because your reactions slow down when you start getting fatigued. And by the way, that thing we mentioned earlier about micro sleep, that can last anything from a second to 5 seconds. And just to get some reality into it, if you're driving, and let's take the lowest speed, 60 kilometers an hour, you're covering something like 16 meters a second. So you drive for 5 seconds with your eyes closed or asleep, which is technically the true fact, you could be covering the whole length of a parking lot without having seen or been awake. So that's the danger of microsleep. So yes, what some of it has been done. Yes, you can take energy drinks, and they do help a bit. But remember, for every benefit that you have, there's like also something negative. So it's not good for your health to be continually drinking these energy drinks. And it's also not a good thing if you're relying on that. There's nothing that replaces rest. But the good news is that with technology today, and we've got to look toward AI again in terms of helping us resolve some of our problems in the world. The telematic systems and cameras that they have on vehicles, that's available for your vehicle if you like, it can alert you to the fact, because the camera faces you and it detects movements in your eyes. And all of us, we've got eye movement all the time. The moment it detects that those eyes are closing or blinking, yawning possibly, it will pick up the fact that they are near fatigue, and it'll send an alert through the device. And with some of the big trucking companies, if that goes off, I think it's up to 3 times, the office or the dispatcher gets a call telling him that his driver is kind of fatigued, and then he will make a call. They will make sure that they pull off or something like that. But we started working with something relatively new. It's called an alert meter. Because this, I honestly believe, what's the point of a driver being fatigued while he's on the road? Maybe he reckons he can pull over on the side of the road. You pull over, but then there's a threat of them hijacking you or stealing your goods, etc. So if we can get that alert as to our state before we get behind the wheel, that's 100% better.
Yeah, not even a question. Final message to listeners about the fatigue driving.
Please, take it seriously. It's a reality. And if you're driving, don't think that yawn, no, I will drive through it. It's telling you, your brain, it needs a break. So take a break. Pull over somewhere where it is safe, preferably a filling station. And there's a multiple of varieties and where there's other vehicles. Take a break. Walk around the car. Do a couple of flick-flacks if you're energetic. Mm-hmm. Yes, grab a coffee because it relieves the boredom.
That is where we leave it. Eugene Herbert, thank you, as always, for bringing us some very, very important perspective.